Hi, everybody. Do you guys want a great tool that can help you keep your personal and your work life in balance? Yes, of course. Then I want you to use the Wheel of Life. Now, you probably don't have a clue what I'm talking about, so let me give you an example. Let's look at the wheels of a car. The wheels of a car need to be balanced, right? If the wheels are not in balance on a car, then there's definitely going to be problems. The car could veer to one side or another, or you could burn out the tires much faster. In fact, you could even have a blowout and cause a massive amount of damage and even an accident to yourself or to another person. However, if the wheels are perfectly in balance, you can have a smooth journey and get to your destination comfortably. So now I'm going to make an analogy looking not at the wheels of a car, but at the Wheel of Life, because it also has to be well balanced with the right amount of pressure for us to have a smooth journey and get to our destination in life comfortably. So I'm actually giving you guys an MC Wheel of Life. If you look at the diagram, this wheel contains 8 sections that together represent a way of describing what needs to be in balance for you for your work as an MC. This includes 1, growth. Now, guys, this section is about your personal growth, your personal development, never allowing yourself to stagnate, how you are expanding your capabilities, always looking for challenges, not running away from them, how you are pushing and stretching yourself. Now, the next section is attitude. Now, with attitude, we're talking about how you're keeping the passion burning. Gratitude. What's your gratitude like? Your positivity, your self-esteem, your confidence. Because as you know, your attitude determines your altitude. Now the next one, health. Now this section is what you are doing to maintain yourself at a peak state, spiritually, mentally, and physically. We can't neglect any aspects to have balanced health. The next one, business. Now, what we mean here is, are your systems in place? In other words, how you manage yourself as a business. Managing yourself so that you don't, for example, forget bookings, or contracts are in place, or schedules, your collection of money, taking care of taxes, any legal obligations, your filing system, etc. The next one, relationships. Now, in this section, we're talking about the support system that you have in play to help you move forward. Your family, your friends, social media, how influential it is to you or how distracting it is to you. The next section, money. Here I'm talking about your monetary resources. Do you have enough? Do you have enough money to buy, for example, costumes, props? Invest in developing yourself. Are you careful with money? Do you spend it wisely or are you a spendthrift? Next one is marketing. Now, this section is all about how you are branding and positioning yourself. What are you doing to build your name, your awareness, your reputation, your image, etc.? And this next one, showmanship. In other words, how are you developing your influential skills, your motivational skills, your talent ability, expanding your capabilities as an MC, your stage persona, your show quality, your MC skill set, basically. Now, you may have other sections or categories that you want to add in, and that's fine, especially if you're doing a wheel of life for your personal life, because it's your wheel of life, so it's up to you. But just remember, when you're filling it in, it is not a picture of your past or what you want your future to be. The wheel represents where you stand in each section right now. So it is important to be totally honest with yourself. No one else is going to see this wheel. So be totally honest with yourself when you're filling out your wheel of life. So how does it work? Well, guys, it's really interesting to fill in the wheel because it's a discovery tool. Why is it a discovery tool? Because you will immediately see which areas you're out of whack and where you need to focus your energy and attention to restore balance in your work and, if you've done your life wheel, in your life as well. So let's break it down so you can see how to fill it in. Number one, I want you to download the Wheel of Life template in the PDF file and print it out. Number two, what I want you to do is mark the level you think you are at in all the eight sections. Now, if you look at the wheel, one represents the lowest level of achievement, and 10 represents the highest level, the maximum of achievement. So if you think you're not doing very well, of course, you'll mark yourself down low. If you think you're an expert at this section, then you'll put yourself right up high. Now, number three, after you've marked the levels in each of the areas, I want you to connect the lines so that you're going to get an inner wheel. Of course, it may look really wonky, but doesn't matter. We just want to look at the inner wheel. And number four, look at that wheel and you'll easily be able to see what your balance is like and what is out of balance. So again, remember, this is not about getting tens. It is about balancing your life. So fill in the wheel honestly. So go ahead, download your Wheel of Life template now and fill in your own Wheel of Life, your MC Wheel of Life first. Later on, you can do a personal one because I'm going to explain to you in more detail and you will need to fill it out to know what I'm talking about. So please pause this module now, pause, download and print out the PDF file. Fill your scores for each section. Now, see what happens? You actually expose very clearly the areas in your life and work that are causing imbalance, and those are the areas you need to work on the most first. Unfortunately, the tendency of normal human beings is to work on the areas that we're strongest at. But the Wheel of Life will show you the areas you're weakest in, and this is what is really hampering your ability to progress And it could even be the cause of why you're not getting the results you're hoping for in life. So let me give you some other examples. If you've got some areas in your life that are already an 8, then you actually don't need to focus your energy there. But in the areas that might be a 3 or lower, well, it would be a good idea to focus on these sectors so that you can move your score up to maybe at least a 6 or a 7. Otherwise, your balance is really going to be off. Now, let me give you some more examples. You may score yourself high in showmanship, performance standard, for example, but low in marketing. So the wheel has just exposed a huge problem for you. You could be the best MC in the world, but what difference does it make if people don't even know you exist? Or maybe you gave yourself a high score in relationships with your support system, but a low score in health. Again, thanks to the wheel, you now can see you may need to cut back on socializing or maybe relationships and social media and concentrate on working out and taking better care of your health. So remember, we are not aiming for a 10 in every sector. A good wheel of life means that every sector just needs to be fairly well balanced. But I just want to point out, if you've got, for example, all 2s and 3s, and then you say, I'm okay, I'm all around the same level, so I'm balanced. No, that is not really okay. Let me go back to the car tires again. If the tire pressure in a car is too low, then too much of the tire's surface area touches the ground, which increases friction between the road and the tire. And as a result, not only will your tires wear out prematurely, but they also could overheat. So if everything is too low in your wheel of life, it basically means you're not achieving your full potential, you're not applying enough pressure on yourself, and you're not going to be moving forward. So you definitely won't be able to take the necessary pressure needed to achieve the good, exciting results that you want from your life. Now, conversely, if you've got all 9s and 10s and you say, look at me, you know, I'm okay, I'm balanced. Again, if a car's tire pressure is too high, then less of the tire touches the ground. As a consequence, your car will bounce around on the road, and when your tires are bouncing instead of firmly planted on the road, traction suffers, and so do your stopping distances. You'll also feel a decrease in your ride comfort. So if everything is too high in your wheel of life, it basically means you could be striving too hard. You want to be an overachiever, bouncing off the walls, someone who can't slow down and stop and smell the roses in life. You could burn yourself out, and you are all about the end result instead of enjoying the journey. So again, guys, we're not aiming for perfection. What we're aiming for is a very comfortable balance. So let me give you some more examples. Health. I know some people who are fanatical about working out. They're always in the gym, obsessed with their look or whatever. And, you know, they really want to maintain nothing but top-notch health. So they score a 10 in the health sector. But because they place massive emphasis on this section alone, other sectors suffer. So in actual fact, it could be this area, because it is way too high, that is causing the whole wheel to be out of balance, and you might want to bring it down a notch or two. Or another example, you may be at the opposite end. A chain smoker who smokes 4 packs of cigarettes a day, that's going to cause massive repercussions to your health. So this person scores a 1 in the health sector. And just because of this, it could be the cause of the whole wheel being out of balance. So you might want to think about how to get your health up a couple of notches. Or another example, maybe someone's obsessed with money. Everything they do and think about is make more, make more, make more money, make more money. Well, yes, they might score a 10 in this sector. But again, at what expense? Maybe your attitude is down at 1. Is this causing the rest of the wheel to be out of balance? So, when you think about your own wheel of life, what you should be looking for is to discover what is the right amount of pressure and balance in each section for you. Of course, to move yourself forward in life, the pressure has to be a little bit more than you're comfortable with, a little bit more than your comfort zone. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about here, then look at the module on perturbation. So here's your hot tip for this module. You are not striving for perfection. All you are striving for is a good balance in every sector. And by the way, because our situation in life is constantly changing, we're constantly moving, then our wheel of life is also constantly changing and moving all the time too. So it's a good idea to reevaluate where your wheel of life is about every 6 months or so, just in case there may be some areas that you have to do a rebalance again. So your key points for this module. Key point number 1, the wheel of life is a great tool to use to balance your personal and your work life. Key point number 2, the wheel of life will expose your areas of imbalance. Key point number 3, we are not aiming for all low numbers or all high numbers. Key point number 4, you are not striving for perfection. We are striving for balance. And key point number 5, the wheel of life is constantly changing according to our circumstances. So your action steps for this module. Action step number 1. Download the Wheel of Life template in the PDF file and print it out if you haven't already done so. Action step number 2. Fill in your Wheel of Life by connecting the dots in each sector. Action step number 3. Decide which areas need your attention to start balancing your wheel. Action step number 4. Immediately start focusing your energy on these areas that need your attention. And action step number 5. Remember to reevaluate the wheel of life every 6 months or so in case you need rebalancing. Well, that's it for this module, guys. The wheel of life is a very remarkable tool. So use it wisely, because I know this will definitely help you build your business, make more money, so you can live your dreams. Bye, guys. See you soon.